It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's novel is a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel set during World War II. Kathleen O'Connell reviews All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr.
I've read World War II fiction, but never a story like All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. The book follows two teenagers from their childhoods in the 30s through 1945 and beyond. The first is Marie-Laure LeBlanc. She's blind and lives with her locksmith father in Paris. The second, Werner Fennig, grows up in a German orphanage. Their stories begin to intertwine in the book's opening scene. In a coastal French town toward the end of World War II, Marie-Laure crouches in her great uncle's secret attic during an American attack. Werner is only a half mile away in a dark, bombed-out basement. Will they meet is the constant question as the author combs back and forth through their two lives. Before World War II, 8-year-old Werner finds a spool of wire with an earphone in a junk pile and starts tinkering with radios. His skills are later prized by the Nazis. Werner is offered an orphan's dream to attend a national school. There, his professor drills him on mathematics until he can triangulate the location of Allied radios. But after Werner's unit's soldiers shoot the Russian radio operators, he silently withdraws from the casual brutality and the war. Unlike Werner, Marie-Laure's family surrounds her. Since she is blind, her father builds a model of Paris neighborhoods so she can find her way to the museum where he works. She does this by counting storm drains. Her father also builds intricate puzzle boxes for her birthdays and others to protect the museum's prized diamond, which is named the Sea of Flames. At the start of the book, Marie-Laure and her father are forced to flee German-occupied Paris and travel to the coastal village where his uncle Etienne lives. There, her father feverishly works to build a model of the new village, supposedly to help Marie-Laure get around. Uncle Etienne, an agoraphobic, insists she not venture outside. But his housekeeper, Madame Manek, finally leads Marie-Laure out to the sea. She wades in, mesmerized. From then on, Marie-Laure and Madame Manek ferry messages for the French resistance. For me, there were so many tantalizing characters in Mr. Doerr's book. But what is all that light we cannot see? Is it Marie-Laure's love of the ocean that she cannot see? Is it Werner's sister Jutta's intuition the Nazis are not all they seem? Or is it the sparkle and mystery of the Sea of Flames diamond? There are many possibilities in Mr. Doerr's book. I pulled this book out one Saturday and read the first 150 pages in one sitting. I vacillated between racing through the short chapters, desperate to find out what happens, and leisurely rereading choice sentences and paragraphs. But by the time I finished, Doerr delivered what I always want with a great book, to find out what happens to all the characters after the end.
That book is All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. It was published by Scribner Publishing. Reviewer Kathleen O'Connell is a sixth grade teacher at Park Forest Elementary School in State College. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.